What is Wrangell? Who is Wrangell? And why should anyone come here?
The brand is so much more than just the logo.
Convention and Visitor Bureau member Brooke Leslie says developing Wrangell's new visitor brand was a breakneck process out of necessity. The CVB used $45,000 of federal pandemic relief for the project, so they were working on a deadline.
A lot of things people had been expressing, stakeholders in the industry and then also other community members, was concern over becoming like Juneau or Ketchikan, and it's just sort of been this fear that's been there.
The CVB launched the new brand earlier this week at the golf course covered pavilion, inviting local government leaders and industry workers to celebrate. Tables are strewn with pins, stickers, and flyers laying out the highlights, the fonts, the messaging points, the logo, the brand colors. Colors are important. A rusty red, ochre yellow, and glacier blue feature most prominently. Borough Assembly member Patty Gilbert says she sees community history in the color choices.
The colors are remind me of the original colors of the Nolan Center because they were painted to resemble containers coming in. And I just love that.
A logo redesign is also in the works. Wrangell is written out in all caps. It makes a slight S-curve, and the logo is more opaque at the W end, as if it was painted with a bristle brush. An eagle head on a totem pole fills the bottom of the R. The new motto, Travel Outside the Lines, is written in smaller handwriting script, which Leslie says speaks to the type of people Wrangell hopes to attract.
We're after visitors, not tourists. So we're not after the Disneyland Alaska experience. We're after those that are willing to spend a little more, but go off the beaten track and have an authentic experience and understand that it's a little rough around the edges, but what you see is what you get. And once you get here, you'll get it.
That resonates with Gilbert. She says she's a fan of the brand's sentiment. Visitors welcome, tourists not so much.
I've been giggling about that tagline because that is Wrangell. That is Wrangell.
To be clear, potential Wrangell visitors won't ever be seeing that statement on an Instagram ad. But it's a cheeky idea meant to inform what messages do get sent out to the public, one of those things that sets the town apart. Those who make their living in tourism are digesting the new message. Caitlin Cardinale is executive director of the Stikine River Jet Boat Association, which coordinates between cruise lines and local tour operators.
I'm a little surprised at the primary colors a little bit. I'm still trying to like absorb that.
But Cardinale says she's happy with the chance for updated and cohesive visitor messaging.
I'm excited that we got the opportunity to have some funding to rebrand Wrangell, because that's pretty imperative. I think Wrangell is at a point in its existence where we need to reinvent our identity.
Borough Assembly member Bob Dalrymple says he's kept copies of regional tourist magazines throughout the years. He says this design revamp sets Wrangell apart from the usual cliches.
But everybody for the last 5 years had some big grizzly bear, brown bear on their cover.
As a former District Forest Service ranger for Wrangell, Dalrymple does add he believes Wrangell has the best bears. He says that the town needs to distinguish itself, and Dalrymple says he thinks the new brand is effective on that front.
It pops different than other communities, which I think is important.
He's also excited about the opportunity to come out and celebrate the community in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Wrangell needed some uplifting thing, you know, opening into the future.
The covered pavilion at Wrangell's golf course filled with chatter and the smell of frying burger patties. All the food and the flowers came from local vendors, a sort of who's who of Wrangell restaurants and caterers. It was a little slice of Wrangell, with not a chain store or franchise in sight. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.